The hardest part of any big challenge often happens before it even begins. I work with a cyclist preparing for the Three Peaks Challenge. It's a grueling 235-kilometer ride ending with the infamous WTF corner. In the weeks leading up, her head was full of self-doubt. She was scrolling through Facebook groups that were full of negativity and stressing about the unfavorable weather forecast, even talking herself down with her own words. Together, we worked on changing the language she used, cutting out that unhelpful noise, and using visualization to build belief. This isn't just about cycling. Whether it's a big presentation, an important meeting, any moment that matters to you, the same strategies apply. Shift your language, choose what voices you listen to, and picture yourself succeeding before you step up. That's how you overcome self-doubt and face your own WTF corner with confidence. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality, find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. Faced some sort of event or situation where you're putting yourself out of your comfort zone, you knew it was going to be challenging, you knew you had to do preparation, and maybe you had even done all the preparation and you were feeling like you couldn't have done much more, and yet you're still going into it with some degree of trepidation, with some nerves, some worry, maybe even some anxiety about how it's going to go. And that's completely normal, particularly if you're taking on something you haven't done before. And one of the things is that we get stuck in our head around how we're talking about these different situations. And because of our concern and particularly the uncertainty, then we create a whole lot of negative stories. And then we talk to other people and they really fuel that negativity. And it's quite easy to see how that can unravel into unnecessary anxiety and worry and a whole lot of different stories in your head that aren't real. And we're really good at that as humans, of being storytelling. And one of the important things in that situation is to get some clarity and get some certainty, and then also create a shift. So get back in control of that language. So I'll give you a specific example. I was helping someone, well, it's a few months back now. They were about to do, it's called the Three Peak Challenge in the Australian ski fields. It's a cycling event, 235K race, up and down three peaks, basically. And while it's not a comparison to what they do in the Tour de France or any of those European tours where the peaks are much taller, if you've been down to those ski fields, you know that there's going to be some unbelievable climbs. And there's three of them, and it's 235 Ks, and I'm not a cyclist, but I just can't even fathom that. But even for a cyclist, that's going to be challenging, right? Particularly, it's not necessarily, like, it's an amateur event. Cycle enthusiasts. I'm sure that there's people there who are at a quite a high level, but mostly it's their people challenging themselves, much like they do in fun runs, half marathons, marathons, all of the time. One of the first things that we talked about was just catching their language when they were talking about it, about how hard it was going to be, about all the difficulties they were going to face, of all of the setbacks that they might experience. So it was very much like through a negative lens. And that's perfectly normal. But just by shifting their thought process around it and catching themselves every time they did that, and instead switching it to a more positive language, just that in itself created a more favorable outcome and more favorable thinking about where they were heading with it. Now, one of the challenges that this person was facing was their partner had done this race previously and knew how tough it was and talked about how tough it was. Now, once we've done some event, and we've got through it, we can talk with some authority about it. And yeah, it would have been tough, and maybe some of that talk was because they were talking from a perspective. It was really tough, but I'm really proud of myself for getting over it. And that's how they were explaining it. Now, that may be the case, but it's not helpful for someone who's about to go into the race. In fact, it's quite the opposite. So I don't see that the partner was necessarily being negative, but rather it was more like we do with ourselves lots of the time, as we look at it from our own perspective. But one of the things I said was, you could suggest to your partner that maybe that's not helping you, and to look at it a different way. It's not taking away from their experience. It's just saying, look, I'm facing this. I'm trying to get myself in the right headspace. You telling me how hard this is not helpful. So those both of those two things help massively. The other thing that they were facing is that this particular race on the third climb, so it's 200 k's into this 235 k race, there's what's called WTF corner. Right, so it's like they turn for that last 35 kilometer part of the race, which is pretty much all uphill. But then that 12 k's after what the fuck corner is like really steep, and we're talking it's like a war zone. There are people coming off their bikes because it's like, you imagine you've just ridden 200 k's, you've been on the bike for hours and hours and hours, and then you're faced with that. And it's what, it's going to be a test. It's like the 38 k mark in a marathon that amateur runners talk about. Like, that's where most people hit the wall. You're kind of nearly there, but you've got a long way to go still in the scheme of things, because of where your body's at. And again, it's like, well, what if you looked at that whole thing differently? And we just talked about it. Like, what preparation have you done? Like, physically, are you ready? Have you done all of the preparation that you need to? And the answer was yes. It was absolutely. I'm like, okay, cool. So rather than looking at that, it's this in that moment, reminding yourself that when you get to that corner, you have everything you need to be able to tackle that. You've done this before. You've done the training. Physically, you're going to get there. Now it's just convincing your brain that it can come along for the ride and make sure you do. And so, well, I'll get to how we actually did something to make sure she got through that. But another challenge was that she was on the Facebook page for this event, and there are a lot of nervous people there talking about all of their fears and their worries about it, about that corner. And then also, add on top of that, there was a really bad weather forecast coming up. So, as you imagine, in that part of the world, weather can be unpredictable, but it was going to be really windy, it was going to be really wet, which it was. And so that was adding to the drama and the worry and the anxiety that people were getting about the whole event. And that's one of the things we talked about. Get off the Facebook group. Don't add all of that to your mind. And instead, what we did was come up with a visualization with all of these challenges that then she listened to leading up to the event, that was retraining her mind and her thinking, so that when she hit that corner, she'd already mentally prepared for it. And all of the messages that she needed to hear, she'd heard them again and again as she'd visualized going through this moment. So if you think about, if you've watched the aerial skiers just before they go, there's what else have we got? Something like the BMX, the slalom kayakers. They all do this visualization process, and you can see them just as they stand at the top there, ready to go. They you, not only are they visualizing it, but you can see their bodies kind of move with the visualization. And what that's doing is preparing the mind. It's like mental practice as well. So you do enough repetitions of the mental side, like with the physical, then the moment actually becomes much easier. So did the visualization. They listened to this for a few weeks in the lead up, and they were there with a friend, and they noticed just how the contrast between how they approached it and how their friend did in the lead up, the talk beforehand, how the event went for each of them, and how they dealt with it versus their friend. And not that there was like anything disparaging about the friend, but she was just able to see the contrast because she'd shifted into a more positive way of thinking. She could see how much better she was coping with it, how much better she was dealing with it, and how much better she actually went in the event because of that positive thinking that she'd bought into it from all of the work that we'd done previously. The shift in the thinking, the shift in that internal dialogue, the visualization, not only physically ready, mentally ready, emotionally ready to take it on. And so she was so happy that she had done, like she'd done her best in that event with a few different setbacks. Like, you know, there's some days when any sporting thing where someday you just turn up and you've got, you know, you've got energy and you just feel amazing and sometimes you don't. I think she was saying, it's a while back now, but I'm pretty sure she was saying a friend just had one of those days where she didn't wake up with full of energy and all those sorts of things. That sometimes can be a lottery, but as much as you can prepare yourself for these events, and sometimes when the setbacks come, which they will, then you can navigate them. So it's not like this person came away from the event going, I absolutely nailed that, but they came away completely satisfied that on the day they'd given absolutely everything they could for their best possible result. And that's, what else do we want from ourselves? And what else do we want if we're a fan doing the same? We want to know we gave it our best and walk away satisfied. And as a fan, or even as a supporter, if like you're supporting a family member or as a parent of someone, you just want to feel like that person gave it their best. They gave a best account of themselves. Because we, you know, again, as we're there for someone else, we know what someone's capable of, and we want to see them do the best that they can. And the important part from today that I want you to take away is just how powerful a tool your mind is to get you in the right possible state to do your best work. So yes, by all means, you need to do the physical repetition. You need to practice and train the physical body, your muscles, like every part of your body. But you also need to train the mental muscle. You need to strengthen the emotional muscle to make sure that those parts of you are in the best possible state to take on whatever it is. And this doesn't even have to be a physical event. If you've got to speak in front of an audience for the first time, if you need to go and take on a situation with a group of people you're not that familiar with, or maybe sometimes it is people that you are very familiar with, a family or a friend environment that you know may have some personalities that might be challenging, apply it to anything. But the more you can do that mental rehearsal and bring that part of you along for the ride so you know that you're in the absolute best state that you can be, then that's when you're going to be getting the absolute best results. And if you have an event coming up or something coming up and you would like me to do a visualization and you take the time to message me, then I'll put together something for you for free as a thank you for listening, and so that you can get an experience of what it's like to work with that mental side. So if this is you and you feel like this is something you need in your life for something you've got coming up, it might be something I do very specific for an event, or it might be a more generic one that you can repeat for a whole lot of different experiences, then hit me up. I'll happily do that. And yeah, be interested to hear what people are going through, what they need help with, and find out how they went on the other side of that. So that, who knows, maybe one day I'll be talking about your experience here on the pod. Have an awesome day. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.